It's time to explore wrestling's past and potential future with your weekly dose of a segment we call What If, only found here on the WWE Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast. This is the What If segment of the week, and we will get to the topic at hand in just a moment. But if this is your first time joining me, thank you very much. You can follow me anywhere that you have social media and any podcast app that you have. You guys know the rigmarole by now. I don't need to list off every single place that I'm found. Pretty much if you have an app that supports podcasts, I'm there. And if you'd like to support the podcast even further, you can just do one of two things. You can either just give me a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts or any podcast app that supports ratings, or you can join me on patreon.com/WWE podcast. And you can join there and get ad-free content, exclusive content, and you can come on the show. We can discuss whatever you'd like as well. So, guys, thanks again for joining me. There's a lot to cover today. I know that this is the What If segment of the week, but before I get to the What If segment, which today's topic, if you look at the title of the show, is that what if AEW becomes relevant? Does WWE have anything to worry about? And there's a lot to get there, a lot to get to there, because the answer is not as simple as some may, I guess, advertise it to be. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. But lately, you know, over the weekend, it looks like there was some back and forth between Ronda, between Becky. And I'm just going to touch on this quickly, but passionately, right? Because that's what this show's about. And that is that Ronda Rousey is the one responsible for the women main eventing WrestleMania this year. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross even stated that in his interview with Busted Open recently that Rousey was the catalyst of this whole thing. Jim, please. I could not disagree more. Now, I don't see how Ronda Rousey didn't have anything to do with this. She did. Ronda Rousey is a household name. She is a legitimate, all-around badass competitor. There's no question about that. I don't think anybody would disagree with that statement. I mean, you got to be a fool to believe that Ronda Rousey is not legitimately one of the toughest and one of the most lethal women, or really anybody out of the men and women, one of the most lethal competitors in WWE in 2019. That's just the way it is. WWE brings her over at the Royal Rumble last year. And since then, they have done an amazing job with Ronda Rousey. I really don't have very few complaints outside of Ronda Rousey's occasionally bizarre promos that didn't do her any favors of dissing the millennials. Yet she's a millennial. And the fact that, hey, she's dealing right now with somebody that's hotter than hot. And Becky Lynch, you know, ends up fighting back on Twitter, as she always does. Ronda's name, this is from Becky Lynch. Ronda's name from the past might have opened the path to the main event, but my work in the present will make sure that people will give a blank when we get there. That's true. And I don't, look, you take Ronda Rousey out of this equation, I still believe that Becky Lynch is in the main event of WrestleMania. Because it would have come down to Becky and Ronda. I'm sorry, Becky and Charlotte, if Ronda Rousey did not exist. Because Ronda Rousey had nothing to do with the reaction that was given to Becky Lynch at SummerSlam when she, quote, well, WWE's version of turning someone heel, really turned her to the hottest babyface that WWE has seen in the last 5 years. I mean, since CM Punk is the last time that we saw a level of support for someone like this. So Ronda Rousey had nothing to do with that. Now, you could argue, well, Becky Lynch wouldn't have been as hot as she was getting in the angle at Survivor Series only to get punched in the face by Nia Jax. Okay, fine. This is where Ronda starts to help out the situation. She aids in this situation, or you could make the argument that she is the a reason why the women are main eventing WrestleMania this year, but she's not the catalyst, Jim. She's not the catalyst. She had nothing to do with the popularity of Becky Lynch at the beginning of her turn. I think it's only going to be magnified now that you have a UFC invader and this organically likable, take me on a journey, have seen you pay your dues in front of us female competitor in Becky Lynch. So, Jim, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You're flat wrong. Ronda Rousey was not the catalyst for the main event of WrestleMania being women. She was an addition to the reason why they're there. She's not the sole reason, nor is she the catalyst for it. Because, and when you say, well, she's a part of it, how can she not be the catalyst? Two different things. She can help the women get there, but she wasn't the spark that got them there. That's the catalyst part of it. You take Ronda Rousey out of the equation, bam, she's a non-factor. You still have a very hot Becky Lynch going into WrestleMania, likely facing Charlotte. So, Jim Ross, listen, I'm a huge fan, love the guy, but he's flat wrong. She's not the catalyst of this whole thing. She is now going to magnify it, and there's no doubt that she adds value to this whole thing. That's not the argument. The argument is the making is Ronda Rousey didn't start this. Ronda Rousey came in on the back end and threw gasoline on a fire that was starting to burn. So, and one last thing before I get to my what-if segment is the fact that people are... I can't believe I'm still hearing people argue for Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte in a triple threat at WrestleMania. I cannot believe I am still hearing people argue for this. Explain to me how that's a better story. And I've said it last week. I'll say it again. I can't be any clearer. Adding Charlotte to this match is subtracting from the match. It is subtraction by addition. Period. Period. You can't add Charlotte to this match. And that's not to say that Charlotte wouldn't add value to the match in terms of it being a great wrestling match. That's probably the argument is, well, Charlotte has unfinished business with Ronda. Great. Have it be at Backlash that you do this triple threat. You don't do it at WrestleMania. Any other pay-per-view of the year. Choose another 11 months. Any other 11 months. Any other pay-per-view to do that. You don't do it at WrestleMania. You could say that all three are on the collision course to each other. No, they're not. No, they're not. These three individuals, they may have a lot in common. They may have intersecting storylines, but WrestleMania is not the time to bring all three together. Again, I can't stress this enough. When is the next time you're going to have a female one-on-one competition wrestling match so highly anticipated? Adding Charlotte is taking away. It's a distraction. Have Asuka and Charlotte go one-on-one. Have Charlotte beat her. End of story. Have Charlotte win the championship. Go on to dominate. Maybe bring all three of these women back. If Ronda Rousey's not going to be gone forever, there's the opportunity for this match to happen. It doesn't need to happen in a triple threat. We've seen the awfulness of triple threat women's matches, the terribleness of bra and panties matches, the battle royal in which we put all the women on the show and you give them a consolation prize for just being on the show. I mean, that's essentially what the battle royals were. Everybody that doesn't have anything else going on, throw yourself in the battle royal. Nothing else matters as far as even winning it. But here you are. Here's a payday. Nonsense. Ah, good grief. I mean, really, folks. All right, let's get into AEW. Because AEW is a company that I have almost never talked about. Yes, I may have mentioned it in passing. But All Elite Wrestling is all of about, what, 40 days old? And they are already making waves that should scare WWE. why should they scare WWE when Ring of Honor never scared WWE, when TNA never scared WWE, when New Japan never scared WWE, Global Force Wrestling never scared WWE. WCW put the fear of God in WWE. But what's the one common factor that WCW had that AEW has? Money. And a lot of it. And backed by Ted Turner in WCW, who famously called up Vince McMahon and said that, "Vince, I'm in the wrestling business." And Vince McMahon, in all of his glory, had said to Ted Turner, "Well, Ted, then you and I are in the same business, because we're in the entertainment business." Well, now let me get this straight. So, Vince, you're in the entertainment business, right? How do you entertain those people? What do you do to entertain those people? Well, we wrestle. Aha. So, you are trying to mask yourself under the entertainment brand of a word rather than just saying what you are because of the negative connotations that come with being a wrestling company. Anyway, so you have All Elite Wrestling, who is backed by the Khan family, and they have no shortage of cash. And they are not scared to spend it, which can be a blessing and a curse. Why should WWE be scared of a company with that is really unproven at this point and doesn't even have their first pay-per-view until the end of May, called Double or Nothing, which is arguably and is their most important show in their history? Why should they be afraid? An unproven company, just getting their feet wet. Why should they be scared? Money and stars and television. And they seem to be checking those boxes off real fast. Right now, All Elite Wrestling, backed by billionaires, has no shortage of cash and is bringing in big stars to their company. Big. Obviously, this past week, if you watched their live stream that I did on Facebook, Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega. I think that those two right now are the biggest names in the company. I don't think there's any question about it. Obviously, Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks are no slouches themselves. But if you're looking at money-drawing star power, Kenny Omega should be number one. Chris Jericho is more of a household name because of his time in WWE and the platform and audience size that they provided for him. But Kenny Omega has more days in front of him than Chris Jericho does. So why should WWE be scared? Let's get to the answer. Because number one, the barriers to entry to wrestling, getting into wrestling or business and successfully making a profit and gaining viewership in a wrestling organization, number one is cash. Check for AEW. Number two, as I just mentioned, they gotta have stars. Kenny Omega, check. Cody Rhodes, check. The Young Bucks, check. Chris Jericho, check. They should be nervous that not so much that AEW is going to overtake them in the short term, that of losing ratings and people are turning off and unsubscribing to the WWE Network in droves to go watch AEW. No. I think, like most fans, and rightfully so, are still watching this with a skeptical eye to see exactly what their first show is going to bring, and then we can cast a little bit of judgment and see if we're going to tune into their next show. But WWE should be nervous that this is a second place for stars to go that A, care about cash, and they have no shortage of it, and they have made it very clear that they will pay their stars, even on a part-time schedule, full-time money. And two, they should be scared because they offer the creative freedom that WWE does not. And that is huge. Huge for stars that may be disgruntled and want to get paid the same amount or maybe even better than they're getting paid in WWE, but to also have the creative freedom to do so and be what they want to be. WWE needs to really keep an eye on this, as much as they may say, ah, they're unproven, they haven't done anything yet. No, they haven't. But they have a look and feel much different than Ring of Honor, much different than New Japan Pro Wrestling, much different than ECW did back in the late 90s, much different than WCW did. They have management and vice presidents that are in tune and have their pulse on the product and understand the product. The vice presidents of the company have been wrestlers and are wrestlers currently. They understand the product. They know what needs to be done to bring viewers in, because they lived it. So WWE, as much as they want to probably downplay this and brush it off and they don't exist, I can guarantee you anybody that has half of a brain on their shoulders is looking at this and saying, we can't beat them in cash and paying our stars what they want to get paid. We can't give our veterans a part-time schedule with full-time pay. Okay, outside of The Rock and John Cena, maybe. And we can't give them creative freedom that they want to get. So, they'll just stay here because we're a professional company and we have a larger audience. For now. But those three things I just hit on are huge. I can't underscore it any better. And really relay to you guys how important their schedules, their pay, and their creative direction and influence have on their decision to stay or not stay with the company. WWE needs to be careful. And you saw it in the news feed earlier today, or at least that's when I came across it, that WWE is offering, at least on SmackDown, there was a renewing of many contracts, aka WWE is trying to lock up a lot of their stars so they can't just drift off to AEW. That shows fear and a bit of concern. And I'm sure that their legal department is drawing up new terms in their contract in the fine print that says there's a no-compete clause, probably for what, 50 years after their departure. So WWE clearly is concerned if they're doing that. I mean, that just shows that, hey, at least somebody's paying attention and not just brushing this company off as just another flash in the pan, because I don't think they will be. Not with this cash, not with the creative flexibility they're going to provide their stars, not with the pay they're going to provide their stars, because if you have happy stars, you have a happy product, you have a happy environment, and you will create an environment that is much more likely to succeed than one that is toxic and has very little influence that the wrestlers are able to give on their characters. It's going to be interesting to see who goes over there and who shows a different side of themselves that they've been wanting to show in WWE. It's going to be very interesting. Very. So, all right, guys. Well, those are my thoughts on AEW and why WWE should be concerned. They should be. Now, when I say short term, I'm talking about WWE, from at least people who think that they're going to put WWE out of business. I don't even know what to say to you. It's not going to happen. But it's good for the wrestlers. It's good for the product to get another taste of what another organization feels and looks and presents pro wrestling like, other than WWE's, at times, many times, eye-rolling, childish entertainment. It's going to be interesting to see how another company interprets what pro wrestling should be. And it's going to create more places for guys to work. And that's never a bad thing, ever. If you're a wrestling fan, you should root this all the way. And I hope they succeed, and they succeed on a grand level. They will never put WWE out of business. Nor do I think there will be real competition for WWE, at least for the next 5 to 10 years. I really believe, WWE is so firmly entrenched in wrestling that that's the company you think of when you hear professional wrestling. So those of you that think that this is going to be a quick, shot in the pan and all of a sudden they're, getting the rating spike and they're going to be competing with WWE, let's take a step back and a breather. It's going to take a very, very long time, despite how successful and great their product is on air. Take a lot of work. But that shouldn't be the goal of AEW to put WWE out of business. That shouldn't be the goal. They need to worry about themselves. Put an awesome kick-ass product out there. Pay your guys great. Keep them happy. Let them have some say in their creative. And see where this takes you. Because this is a wildly different approach to wrestling than we've seen and all been conditioned to, like drones, for WWE's presentation of what wrestling is. Oh, excuse me, Vince, I mean entertainment, because we don't say wrestling, even though that's what you do to entertain the audience, you fool. Although I love you, Vince. Just sometimes this corporate speak makes me go crazy. So, all right, I'm going to wrap this up. I try to wrap it up a minute ago. Let me wrap it up now. Guys, thank you for joining me again. Follow me on patreon.com/WWE podcast if you want all ads removed and you want everything that you could want and more. You can come on the show and lots more stuff. Check it out. I promise you won't regret it. Video reviews are coming, I promise you. I'm looking at getting a new laptop soon. This laptop I'm working on it's challenging. I'll leave it at that. So, guys, thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you next time.